When the teenage forces come up within the individual's body, also the thinking mind and the reasoning mind is developing, and the thoughts and the reason for those thoughts are sometimes very disturbing to the individual if the mother's and father's example has not been correct in earlier years. Individuals claiming his own independence, so to yell at them, to threaten them, to deny privileges, all of that will make the individual do the opposite. So we have a philosophy within Hinduism that the mother and father are the first guru. Some mothers and fathers teach what to do, and others teach by example and by words what you should not do. And if their family does not have a guru, which is be a person, which would be the second guru, then there's another guru called Vishva Guru Maharaj, who the world is the guru, and that allows the person to learn by his own mistakes. So if the world is the guru, and we're learning by our own mistakes, we can't complain that the individual is disobedient, inharmonious, because it comes from a disobedient, inharmonious mother and father. Easy advice to remember: don't be too strict. Always keep the door open. This is your home. We're here for you. Give the teenager everything that he needs and some of what he wants. If he wants something that's not good, discuss the matter. Otherwise, don't make it possible for him or her to leave home. And then one day when the teenage time is over, you have a wonderful friend who appreciates you're keeping the door open, you're supplying all the needs and some of the wants. That I do.